Now, typically I say reading from, but this is one of my favorite verses. I memorized it when I was about 9 years old, so I've had it with me for 50 or so years. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, a favorite verse of our special guest on this Testimony Tuesday. I hope you had a good Labor Day. Maybe some of you got some time off. For many of us, we still had to work and had to attend to many things, but hopefully your shortened work week will keep you energized and you'll be that witness, that ambassador, wherever you go, as you go. And our special guest today is Tom Hay. You can say, "Hey, Tom," and he'll say, "Yep, that's me," or "Tom Hay, that's him." In fact, he was one of two different Tom Hayes. There was a Tom Hayes on our trip up to the Pacific Garden Mission a week or so back, but he's the Tom Hay. What did you refer to yourself as, the younger or the singular?
Well, yeah, I'm Tom Hay singular, and Tom Hayes is plural.
Okay. So Tom has a great sense of humor. He's joining me for Testimony Tuesday today. What I want to say about him before I ask him to give a little more formal introduction on how he'd like to be known, but I've seen him at Businessmen in Christ gatherings. He's a part of a monthly luncheon that's Christian Business Network that Doug Reihard always hosts at his offices. He helps out with at-risk children or other things. I know you're known for your spaghetti, but you're involved in a lot of different volunteer efforts.
As part of our Bible study through Businessmen in Christ, we do an outreach service program with The Outlet, which is a organization that mentors young boys that does not have a father in the home. And then we come in once a month and bring them supper. It varies. I've done chili. We've done spaghetti. We had a taco night. All kinds of things, but I love to cook.
You love to cook and you love to roast beans and you have a coffee business on the side. We'll probably come back to that. And okay. In fact, I have a recipe in front of me, the best spaghetti sauce ever. And he's known for it. In fact, on our trip up to the Pacific Garden Mission, Pastor Jesse Herring said it's her favorite food. When we were talking about favorite food, she said, "Tom's spaghetti is my favorite, the sauce that he makes." So,
and I just made some for her.
Okay.
But she is vegetarian. I had to leave all the meat out.
Okay.
So I substituted some lentils and black beans and some other things for a vegan spaghetti version of my sauce.
Oh, interesting. In fact, she's coming from Springfield to our Champaign Ministry Leaders Network luncheon on Thursday. So I look forward to seeing her, and we're going to have some special accommodations for lunch, but appreciate Jesse. But I do have this recipe, best spaghetti sauce. If you're interested, we can make that available. And it has all sorts of good fixings. But on this Testimony Tuesday, you were asked what was one of your favorite verses or favorite verse at the time. And you said Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So maybe begin with that and then share a little about some of your life journey and life story.
All right. Well, I'm going to read from the Holman Christian Standard Version. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about Him in all your ways, and He will guide you on the right paths." It's a little bit more clear than the King James Version, and we got to take ourselves out of the equation. We have to trust in Him. God's never failed us.
Right.
God does not know wrong. So we got to take ourselves out. We can't rely on our understanding, because our understanding is very small. God's is infinite. He will guide you in the right path.
Yeah, it's learning to surrender and recognizing He's sovereign. He's over all things. He knows all things. And one of the things that I'd asked you about, what would you say to a non-believer, maybe a seeker, somebody tuning in today? Because with our 19 frequencies, and many of them between rock and roll stations, we have people scanning the dials, people intrigued by what's Christian radio all about, or what are these two guys talking about? And you wanted to emphasize that we all need to recognize we're really not in charge. There are things that are beyond our control,
yes.
And there is a sovereign God who loves us. It's amazing, but he cares for us. He brought us into existence. We didn't just self-exist or show up one day. He's the mechanism behind all life, and he's the one that gives all life. And yet he also gives eternal life for those that follow him. And so you were hoping that people, as they tune in today, they're going to find that God is in charge of all things and that we need to take ourselves out of that equation and be available to him. So what would you say to the person, maybe beginning a faith journey or entertaining the idea, you know, as I look at the handiwork, as I look at nature, as I look at this world, there must be somebody behind it, something behind it. How would you help them understand that there is a God that loves them and that he demonstrated it by sending Jesus?
He wants us to be in the fold with him, but he is a righteous God, and we as a human race are unrighteous. We have to take ourselves out of the equation, like I said before, and we have to let God handle things and make ourselves available so that he can open up our paths. He's got a plan for us, and that pathway may not be what we're thinking. We could be ended up going a totally different direction. I was born in Chicago. My dad worked for Sherwin-Williams Paint Company in their research lab. He was instrumental in developing the SWP paint, which is one of their oldest paints. It's still oil-based and still in production. I was born in Chicago, lived there about a year and a half, and then we moved to the south suburbs. So I grew up in the community of South Holland, which was predominantly Dutch. South Holland didn't have a Presbyterian church. My grandfather was a Presbyterian minister for close to seven decades. So we were part of the Dutch Christian Reformed Church while we were in South Holland. And I was in the church all the time. I received the Lord when I was about 7 years old.
Explain what that means for somebody maybe not on a faith journey yet. What do you mean you received the Lord?
I knew about God. I'd been going to Sunday school, but it was up to me. I had to accept the gift of salvation, and I had to say, take me, use me. And yes, I don't do everything right. There's lots of things I don't do right. Just ask my wife. But yes, I prayed with my mother in our living room and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
And asking him as your Savior, recognizing that you were a sinner, that you needed a Savior. Many maybe don't come to that point where we think, I can do it on my own, I can make it, I'm better than most. But
we got
to
take I out of that.
Right, right.
Yes. But yeah, we had just dropped my dad off at the airport. He had a business trip, and it was in the winter, and it was snowing, and what normally would have been maybe about a 45-minute trip took us about 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Slow going, and my mom was praying the whole way home, but we did not get in an accident. It was stop and go for a while, but we made it home safely. And I thought, dear Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Because you were a bit afraid on the ride home that you said, if something would have happened to me and I would have died, I might not have gone to heaven because I haven't worked that out with Jesus yet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right in our living room, right next to our piano, I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
Now, did that mean that for the last 50, 60 or so years that you've been on this trajectory of always growing, always being faithful, never falling short, or were there some back steps?
Oh, there's lots of back steps. Mm-hmm. Went to college in Bloomington Normal, and during and after college, I kind of fell away from the faith, quit going to church for a while. I started out as a music major. I play trumpet, and I realized the first year of being a music major that I really didn't like music theory. And I kind of got involved with the campus radio station, and I always loved music of all kinds, and I had a fairly small record collection back then, but it grew. And like I said, I just love music. And like I said, I got involved with the radio station and switched from Illinois Wesleyan, went over to Illinois State because it was cheaper, and got my degree in communications, radio and television, through Illinois State. And I did work in a professional radio station, a couple radio stations, during my senior year in college. Then I got married, and we moved from the Bloomington Normal area to Jacksonville, but I was going to work in Springfield. And in Springfield, they didn't really have any full-time radio jobs available. I could have worked at a station for 2 hours a day, but you can't support yourself on that.
And Crystal had some expectations for you to bring home some money, right?
Yeah. So I worked as a shoe salesman, and then I found a job at a disco. So I worked probably four nights a week at the disco, doing disco dance music of all kinds. And yeah, I also was doing some drinking and stuff like that. Then there was a friend of mine that was in a band, said, hey, we could really use your help with sound. So a mixing board at a radio station, mixing board for sound. Yeah, they're similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I helped their band and started mixing sound. And eventually I ended up working part-time at Nashville North in Taylorville. And they put on professional country music acts and got to meet many, many top country people. Ray Price, Boots Randolph, Ronnie McDowell, Boxcar Willie. Lots of wonderful people. Marty Robbins was there, one of his last performances before he passed away. I think he was there, and about 2.5 weeks later, he passed away from heart problems.
What then transitioned you back into the faith, connecting again with God, recognizing that your pursuits were kind of dead end? I mean, there was pleasure and achievement and development and income coming in, obviously, but there must have been something tugging at your heart or some unfulfilled expectations not being met.
Yes. I wasn't a full-blown alcoholic, but I did drink from time to time. And after one of the shows at Nashville North, a friend and I, we stopped off at a bar, and we had a few, and then a few more. And it was probably 2:30 in the morning, and I still had to drive home. And it wasn't so much that I was totally drunk, but I'd worked a long day, and I was sleepy. And heading home on the highway, I-55, I fell asleep at the wheel and rolled into the median about three times. Had a few minor scrapes and cuts, but nothing major. But that was a huge wake-up call, a huge wake-up call. Yeah, I could have died, and I was not living for the Lord. So he gave me that bump that I needed to start getting back on the straight and narrow. And shortly thereafter, I got back to going to church again.
And speaking of church, I know you have some exciting things going on. In fact, you and some of the members kept the church going as your former pastor went home to be with the Lord. And I think you went like 3 or 4 years, a number of years without a pastor, and God has raised up somebody new, and you have a kind of an exciting event, a gathering coming up soon. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so we had a wonderful pastor. His name was Marcellus Leonard, Dr. Marcellus Leonard. He was actually a retired professor from University of Illinois Springfield in the English department. He was also an associate or assistant minister at Pastor Silas Johnson's church, Calvary Missionary Baptist. And we were looking for a pastor back then, and he came and spoke with us, and we immediately fell in love with him. He was at our church for about 5 years, but then he got cancer. And from the time he found out he had cancer, it was about 10 months later, and he passed away in late August of 2018. Some churches probably would have shut the doors, and then COVID came along too, and that was a hard time, but we kept it running. I was a part-time interim pastor. We had a couple other gentlemen that were also filling in, so we kind of rotated as doing the pastoral duties, and we kept the doors open. We closed for a couple months during COVID, but then we kept it going. And just about 4 months ago, we have a brand new pastor. His name's Pastor Steve Weiss.
Came up to the Pacific Garden Mission. He had a little testimony, a fired-up testimony on the bus, on the motor coach.
Oh, yes. He is on fire about outreach, and he loves people, and he wants to not mince the words of the Bible. He wants to get that word out.
And so what's coming up soon that is going to be open to anyone? It's going to be a fun-filled, festive time.
We're calling it the Heritage Fall Festival, and it is going to be Sunday afternoon, September 17th, from around 1 o'clock until 5. And we're also having a chili cook-off competition. We would like to have those that would have a chili recipe, if they want to participate, that would be great. Just bring your own supplies and kitchenware. And they will be a $100 gift card and a trophy for the winner. We're also going to have the world's shortest gospel service. I don't know exactly what that entails, but I think it's going to be a hymn and the gospel message. And then there's going to be a drawing after that for a $100 food gift card. So we'll have people entering that as well. And we're going to have games. We're going to have other food besides just chili. And we're going to have music. I got some friends coming to play music and sing for us. One of them is Johnny Owen. He's a jazz vocalist and originally from St. Louis. He used to be with the Platters back in the 70s. Also a friend of his, Frank Parker, a trumpet player, was originally from New Orleans. He goes back every year to perform at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. He was a studio musician down there, and he used to play with Fat Domino's band.
Hmm.
So very professional, very seasoned musicians.
So this Heritage Fall Festival, we know it's going to be happening on September 17th, but where, and is there a phone number for more information, or do they show up, or what are the hours?
Okay, it is on the 17th, Sunday afternoon, 1 to 5.
1 to 5 p.m.
The church address is 3436 South Douglas Avenue, 3436 South Douglas Avenue. We're three blocks south of PJP Automotive, which is on Wabash, and you will see our church sign, and we have some property back there. We're going to try and have a tent or canopy up and have all kinds of activities for the kids, even some face painting and different things. It's just a family-friendly outing community event.
And that's a couple weeks away, 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon, September 17th. And in our closing couple minutes, God also, in this retirement time when you're serving and volunteering and probably doing more work than you've ever done, you also have a side business called Best Fresh Coffee Company. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, 4 to 5 years ago, price of coffee kept going up and up, and the stuff that you buy at the grocery store, it's sitting around on the shelves for 5-6 months before you buy it. And I was like, there's got to be a way to get some fresher coffee, some better coffee, and less expensive. So I did some searches, and I found a couple sources that I can buy the raw green coffee beans, which technically is not a bean. It's actually the seed from the coffee cherry fruit. And it's picked at the prime ripeness, and then they're dried out, and they separate the seeds, clean them all up. And I actually didn't start it as a business. It was just a hobby. But
because you like good coffee.
I like good coffee. Mm-hmm. So I actually started it as a business the beginning of the year here and actually came up with a name for it, Best Fresh Coffee Company. And I have coffees from Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, India, Mexico, Nicaragua, Peru, Bali, Costa Rica, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Sumatra, Tanzania, and I can roast it to your specifications. If you like a light roast, fine, no problem. Medium roast, no problem. Some people like a medium dark, which is actually what they call a full city roast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a few customers that love the espresso, really dark.
So if somebody's thinking, oh gosh, I want to try some of these variations or understand a little more about the coffee and the various tastes or how the beans are processed and to get them that fresh, how would they get in touch with you?
Easiest way, probably just text me, 217-801-7197.
Okay, that's 217-801-7197. Yeah, I know you bring coffee to the luncheons, and you have a lot of different customers or satisfied customers, because I know they're saying, oh, I love the last roast. I want to try this one now. And you have samples at some of the BMIC gatherings and some of the Christian Network luncheons and other places. So, Tom, I've appreciated your time on this Testimony Tuesday. And hopefully, if you need some coffee, if you need to be encouraged by his testimony, maybe it's similar to yours, or somebody that you know that's searching that needs to understand a little more what it means to follow Jesus and to surrender to this God that loves you. He cares for you, and he's in charge, and you can trust him. share this program with them. It is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. And so take advantage of the technology, copy it, paste it into an email, send it to a friend, and say, listen to this program. It's Tom Hay, who's joining me today on Testimony Tuesday. And I know him as a servant. He's been very consistent and faithful. I've seen him at so many different gatherings and thought, I like this guy. And so I invited him in today to share a little about his church and that upcoming event on September 17th. It's a Sunday afternoon, 1 to 5 p.m. And then you can also call Tom if you want to talk to him more about his coffee business, or maybe you have some questions about this event for the family. There'll be food, and maybe you have a chili recipe that you want to see if it qualifies to win a $100 gift card or something. Call Tom at 217-801-7197.
One other thing, Mark. I did want the listeners to know that when my wife and I, Crystal, first got married, we had a son. But he was born premature, had multiple complications at birth. It was an emergency C-section. He was 11 weeks early, and the airway was restricted. So he was in the hospital more than he was actually home. Mm-hmm. He lived for nearly 15 months. His name was Adam, and like I said, we went through all kinds of traumas with hospitalizations and several surgeries, praying for a miracle, but his brain damage was too severe. Mm. And the Lord took him in 1986. And we tried to have other children, and things just did not work out at the time.
How did you navigate your relationship with God during that time? Because for some, it could be the deal breaker. There can't be a loving, caring God for him to allow this to happen when we were going to be these new parents. We're going to raise this child in the ways of the Lord. We were going to love him. We love God. Why would he do this to me? How do you answer that? Or how did you work through that? And maybe you're still even working through that. That's a hard one.
God brought many people into our lives through this situation. Some of them are still friends, and we've been able to share our testimony with others that are struggling with children. In fact, my wife is now working at Spark, where she is a Q, a vocational coordinator at Spark, helping some of the individuals through some of their things.
Tom, for the listener that has experienced some of that similar tragedy or that heartache, Tom and Crystal, I'm sure, could touch base with you or talk with you or share some of their experience of what they've gone through. Or maybe you have friends that have gone through something like this and you just need some counsel or insight in how to best help them struggle through it. You can give Tom a call at 217-801-7197, 217-801-7197, and I'm sure he or Crystal can touch base with you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Tom Hay with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.